Changing of the Seasons, part three. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to be mindful of. Things that happen, you know, is that we can look and watch when the ducks come on in, the geese come on in, they're flying to the north, and again, they're flying to the south. Also, it's harvest time when we see them come on in for the wild rice, because we know that the ducks will be landing in the wild rice, and that's also the time of the year that we need to get out of the water because of the bacteria that the ducks, when they excrete into the water, you know, we get that water itch. So we have to watch out for those things. And there's still some things, you know, in the modern days like that we are mindful of, and we look at the turning of the lakes from the inside out. So the outside of the water goes into the inside comes on out and goes to the shore. And they call it the turning of the lake. Also, that's what pushes the bacteria for the ducks to, when they excrete into the water, pushes it to the edge because the lake is turning on over. And, you know, you can still go out to the middle of the lake and swim if you took a boat out there. You can swim late into the season if you want, and because all of that duck itch would be going to the edge of the water anyway. That's one thing. The other things are, you know, in the spring of the year, of course, you know, the bears are coming out. They're hungry. Be mindful of those creatures where they, you know, you're not feeding the bears because so they don't become dependent, because a bear will remember where it got its food from, and they will return. If there's an abundance of fish, you know, and you're putting a fish at you in your yard and you're feeding the bears, you know, they'll be back. Trust me. You don't want to do those types of things where you're putting yourself or your family in danger. We got to keep in mind, you know, they are wild animals. They don't go by the codes of city ordinances or anything like that. So, yeah, be careful and don't put them in danger and don't put yourself in danger. There's other things that we keep track of, such as, like I said earlier, the berries and when they come into season. And even the fiddleheads and the leeks were kind of like the first of the year around here, you know, when they start coming on in and you go harvest those. You know, one of my favorites to harvest is the milkweed, you know. They're very, very good for you, you know. Lots of vitamins and lots of minerals inside of them, as other wild things are. They're a superfood, actually. And they taste great, you know, for me. I go and I take those, and I'm mindful now that I don't take a whole lot of them because the monarch butterfly does use those. And I won't deplete an area of them. I'll just take a handful of them, bring them on in, throw down some butter, and cook them on up, yeah. And just salt and pepper them like any other regular vegetable or whatever else you do. And yeah, they're really good. They're one of my faves. Fiddleheads are good. I like those. I know I keep mentioning them because I like them. I like the natural leeks. They have a sweeter flavor to them, and they're onions. And yeah, I like to harvest those, you know. I went out and I grabbed some this year. And yeah, so, and then all I do is, you know, I just put them in a bag, take all the air out of them, and throw them in the refrigerator. And I have them for later on down when I like to eat them. There's different types of things. I mix them with the vegetables in the stores that I get, you know, so I know that I'm getting a superfood out of them, but I'm still taking the regular stuff from the store that keeps all year around. I don't have to go on out and keep doing this, picking out the forest, although I should. And so I'm mindful of those things, and I've adjusted my eating to the seasons and also to the regular store. So I'm kind of like give them a mix, you know. Same way with the meat. I'm a voracious fish eater. I love fish. and when I go and I harvest in the fall of the year, I make sure I fill up my freezer enough. I got a big enough freezer, a floor model, where I go and I put the fish on in there. And I love fish. I'm a what I call a fishaholic, and it's a taste that I really, really love, and I really, really appreciate. And I eat that right through the winter. I pretty much take all my red meat and I put it aside. The only bad thing about that is that when I come out of the winter eatings, what happens is that it's hard for me to eat the red meat. It has a really, for lack of a better word, a terrible taste to it. You just don't realize it because you eat it so much is that it doesn't affect you, you know. But when you eat a meat as clean as fish, and then you come out of that and you go to eat the regular beef that you buy at the store, that you can taste everything in it. I don't know. It doesn't happen that way with fish for me. And so that's why I love the fish so much. And anyway, you know, those are type, some of the things that the Ojibwe way of life, such as myself, I'm Ojibwe. And those are type, some of the types of things I mix with the old with the new, you know, the regular wild foods with the regular stuff you buy at the store. I try to get it fresh. I try not to eat out of a can or a box. I've changed my eating habits, and I'm trying to get back to that. One day I hope to harvest many things out of the regular forest and mix them with the regular foods that you eat nowadays, buying out of the vegetable part. As far as the meat goes, I like to stick with the fish. So anyway, thanks for tuning on in. Just Ojibwe way of life, and talk to you again next week.